From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on the field trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk to artists and writers, actors, directors, musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area a fun and a fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. My guest on today's field trip is Ellie Lichtenstein, who is the executive and the artistic director of the Cinnabar Theater in Petaluma, California. This award-winning theater and opera company is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year, and as one of their season offerings, the Cinnabar Theater commissioned the musical comedy So Nice to Come Home To, a World War II musical. And the show will be a world premiere, which will feature Ellie in the leading role. She's here to talk to us today about Cinnabar's history, its current season, and its future. So please welcome to the field trip, Miss Ellie Lichtenstein. Welcome, Ellie.
Thank you so much, Mitchell.
Thanks for coming on. Well, first, let me congratulate you on the 40th birthday of the Cinnabar Theater.
Yeah, the theater's almost as old as I am.
Yeah, me too.
And you can believe that if you'd like.
Tell me a bit about the founding of the company in 1972. I think it's a former school building, isn't it?
Yes, it was built in 1908, actually. It was right after the earthquake. It's a beautiful old mission-style building, and we have kept the architectural feel of it, although we have done some updatings and added bits and bobs over the years. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really nice
beautiful
building.
Beautiful old building, yeah.
And what's your own background, and how did you get involved with the company?
Well, I started my life as a cellist back in the Stone Ages. And then when I was a young woman and came home from Europe, two-year stint in Europe as a cellist, I sort of accidentally wended my way up to Petaluma, walked into this odd little place and fell in love, and I never left. That was 1975. So I've been here since 1975.
Well, that's a while, so you know all about this company.
I know something about this company. That's right. That's right. So I gave up the cello, became an opera singer, and this place started as a place to do opera, amongst other things. But the founding director was Marvin Kleeby, was a baritone who sang with San Francisco Opera, etc., in the late 60s, and he didn't find the world of the Grand Opera, or as he called it, the Golden Barn, much to his liking. He didn't feel that he was respected as an individual or as an artist, and so he found a place and invited artists of several disciplines to join forces and teach each other, and so began Cinnabar Theater.
Well, talk to us about your upcoming show, this commissioned piece, So Nice to Come Home To, a World War II musical. What's that all about?
Well, our founder passed on in 1999, but his widow still lives with us. She lives in the back of the theater here, and she and I sort of concocted this plan to commission a new work for our 40th anniversary season, and Richard Evans, the composer, is an old friend of the Bay Area, you could say, and he had shopped another musical to me, and I said, I don't think we're interested, but... And so he came up with this idea he wanted to do three one-act J.M. Barrie plays, the guy who wrote Peter Pan. And we looked at them, and they were lovely, but he decided to drop one of them, and I suggested that he meld the other two into one piece. And that was the germ of the piece. They're beautiful little one-act plays, little 10-minute plays, although now it's a full-length musical. And he's updated it to World War II and New York City from World War I and London.
So this is a piece that is nostalgic, and it has songs that emulate the songs that were Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy type of song. Is that it?
Oh, he's got some Boogie Woogie in there. He's got waltzes and foxtrots and ballads. And everything is very evocative of the period. Yeah.
Sounds great. What about your role in the show?
Well, it was very nice of you to say that I was starring in, it's more of a featured role. There are only five of us, so it would be hard for one person to star. But my role is the pivotal role. Basically, the idea is that this woman has, 20 years before, has walked out on her very wealthy husband with a typewriter under her arm, and she's made it on her own. And when you think about this, it takes place in 1944, so in 1924, when she walks out, this is only 4 years after women got the vote. So for her to go out and be an independent woman was quite a feat. But then here we are 20 years later, and the one thing she does not have is a family. And all the women and many of the men around her are sending their boys off to fight the war. And this is a war that we all sort of agree was a war that had to be fought. And she feels left out, so she makes up a son so that she can boast to her friends, too. And then one day he sort of ends up on her doorstep. And he's a fellow who's had the same name, and she sort of stole him. And he ends up on her doorstep and says, "Hey, what's going on here?" And they form a relationship, and it turns out he's an orphan, and he needs family, too, and they make a relationship. It's very, very sweet and nostalgic and funny and touching and kind of sad, too.
Oh, it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Well, I said that you were in the leading role, and women have the vote?
Yeah.
Wow. They still got it?
Well, I hope they exercise it in November.
If you're just joining us, my guest on today's field trip is Ellie Lichtenstein. She's the executive and artistic director of the Cinnabar Theatre in Petaluma. Now, we should also mention your current show, which I had the pleasure of seeing last week. It's a wonderful madcap comedy. Tell us about We Won't Pay, We Won't Pay.
We Won't Pay, We Won't Pay, or Can't Pay, Won't Pay in some translations, is an updated version of Commedia, low jinx comedy, by Dario Fo, the great Italian Marxist playwright, who was a Nobel Prize winning playwright, much to many people's chagrin. And this is a translation that dates from 1999, was performed on Broadway with Marissa Tomei, but we have a fabulous local cast, and like you say, it's pretty madcap, and I think the Occupy movement should move over and make room for the two ladies, Lucy and Ethel style ladies, who take their local supermarkets by storm.
Yeah, we were commenting on how we imagined that the writer had seen a lot of episodes of I Love Lucy.
Well, you know, I can't imagine that he didn't. Don't you feel? We all feel the same way, and we actually performed it 20 years before in a different translation and got the same response. It's Lucy and Ethel all over the place.
You got lots of splaining to do, Lucy.
Exactly. And the men are a little reminiscent of the Honeymooner men.
That's right. That's right. They are.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, talk a little bit about the show. What happens in the show?
A number of women sort of spontaneously do what do you call that?
A protest?
Yeah, it's sort of a protest here, where they go into the supermarkets and the prices have been raised, and they all get upset and frustrated and decide they're going to pay what they like and end up paying nothing at all because they can't make it on the wages that they're earning in this day and age. And so they come home and they're trying to hide the groceries from the police and from their husbands, and they pretend like they're pregnant, and of course the whole neighborhood is pregnant, including, you know, 85-year-old grandmothers, dogs, cats, the whole thing. And it just, one lie leads to another, and in the end they all sort of join forces and realize that that the real thieves are the people who are soaking them for high rents and whatever.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah.
And there's
lots of quick
changes, quick entrances, quick exits, and a lot of fun.
One character, one fellow who plays four characters, and very unabashedly so, the playwright even puts in there, "Boy, this reminds me, you know, of those cheap theater companies where they can't afford to four performers. They make one play all four characters. It's very funny." So it's definitely not exactly audience participation, but certainly the audience is, it's recognized that there's an audience out there. A lot of fourth wall breaking going on.
Yeah. Well, now, lest people think that it's all about comedy, you've got a drama coming up, The Price by Arthur Miller.
Yes, that is one heck of a gorgeous piece. written in the late 60s and really brought Miller back to, into the limelight after a couple of less than fortunate offerings. And it's an absolutely beautiful piece. It's a family drama about very much like a lot of Miller's work. And he's known for Death of a Salesman and other beautiful works. I think the price rate's way up there with these other works, and yet it's rarely done. So I'm really glad that we're going to have the opportunity to bring it to our stage.
Yeah, it is a great piece. I know there's another company in the city doing All My Sons right now. But the price is a terrific piece. It's a four-hander, I think, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, terrific show. Well, if you've been to the Cinnabar Theater in Petaluma, you'll know what a cool place it is. And if you haven't, I urge you to give it a try. It's easy to get to, the ticket prices are moderate, the actors are terrific, there's free parking on site, and the shows are great. In addition to the shows we talked about today, the season also includes the show A Couple of Blackguards by Frank and Malachy McCourt, and that has Irish tunes and ballads, and also Bizet's wonderful opera, Carmen. For more information on the Cinnabar Theatre in Petaluma, go to cinnabartheatre.org. That's theatre with an ER at the end. And Ellie Lichtenstein, thanks. Continued success to you and the Cinnabar Theatre. Thanks for taking us on a field trip today.
Well, it was a great pleasure.
That's Ellie Lichtenstein, everyone. Well, thanks for joining me today on The Field Trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin Sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet, featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that The Field Trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays, at noon on Comcast Cable Channel 26, on your computer anytime at radiosausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends, and if you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.